another. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we are live. It is the third day of December 2008. Trying to rebroadcast the first hour. Just had so much crazy stuff coming up that has to be handled lately. Setting up this new studio that is basically almost done. We'll probably be doing shows out of there next week, if not the next week. I mean, we could go out of, I could be broadcasting out of the new studio right now. We're just tweaking the TV lights and the rest of the setup and the video feeds and doing that right now. So that is why I was not here in the first hour dealing with that, because we've got a deadline. Well, we've got to be keeping, because I've got to be out of this office next week. I've already extended it and extended it because I'm so busy doing so many other duties, doing radio interviews, TV interviews, working with staff, working on films, traveling. I'm not whining. I'm just actually explaining why I wasn't here, and I apologize to everybody. But that was an important hour, first hour for Monday. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to cover some of the news for the next 30 minutes. It's all very important. And then we've got Jesse Trinidad, the accomplished lawyer, whose brother was tortured to death in FBI custody. They thought he was John Doe number two. And he's gotten government documents, and it's been in major newspapers where where basically McVeigh was talking about being a government agent, where the Southern Poverty Law Center was basically running the Elohim City white supremacist compound. They're not just infiltrating them. They set them up. They run them. And a lot more. And he's just in his saga of trying to find out why his brother was murdered, tortured to death, and then murdered. He has learned a lot. And he's learned some new information as of late. And the new attorney general nominee has been intimately involved covering up Waco and Oklahoma City. So we'll be talking about Barack Obama's pick for the attorney generalship as well, with Jesse Trinidad coming up in about 30 minutes here on the show. Some of the issues I want to cover in the 30 minutes we've got before he joins us is political censorship on YouTube, on Google, on ABC News websites, you know, everywhere. And it's intensifying, and the government admits they're pressuring YouTube and Google to do this. So it's on record. But I'm really upset by the fact that when somebody like Gatekeeper Invasion, who uploaded 4,000-plus videos, most of them video clips with my material, in the radio show, very effective, reaching millions of people, one guy. They started banning and restricting and cheating him and knocking down his counters and taking away his honors. And the honors are important because then you're on the main page. You see, when you're a top director, when you're a top YouTube person, I mean, there's billions of people on there every week. When you're in, you know, the top 10, the top 20, you're on the front page. So it's not just that we want the little trophies, the little ribbons, blue ribbons they give you over on the side of your page. It's that it puts you where the mainline public can see it. Because that's how most YouTube watchers go to the main page. And, you know, they pick the type of stuff they want to look at. And you'll see this. There'll be a video of some models dancing around in bathing suits, and they'll post it to the front page when it has zero hits. The minute it goes up, YouTube chooses to put fluff and garbage and baloney up. But then meanwhile, when alternative media information is dominant on YouTube, they try to sequester it and control it and shut it down. And so enough respect. One of the best directors on YouTube has been talking about leaving or quitting. Don't do that. Start three channels. Solicit help. Fire back in the info war. When you're attacked, you intensify. You don't back off. We'll be right back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, As the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis, again, very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Free yourself, from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Control what you want to see.
GCN listeners, now you can transform your living room's HDTV into a virtual war room command center.
With ZB.
ZB turns your computer into your own HD channel that broadcasts throughout your home to all of your HDTVs. Enjoy any internet audio feed, podcast, video feed, radar, free movies and TV shows.
Anything
that can be viewed on your PC can be controlled from your couch with a ZB remote
with its built-in mouse touchpad.
Plus, the easy on-screen ZB menu provides a gateway to premium content such as online movies, TV shows, news, and more
in HD,
and all just a click away.
With ZB, there are no subscription or download fees.
The ZB is bundled with everything you need to easily get started.
Free yourself from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Get your ZB today at freedomonmytv.com. That's freedomonmytv.com.
Today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here live. Also do an abbreviated Sunday transmission from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Okay, in my stack, massive attacks on internet freedom and the very architecture of the internet. That's in the Washington Post today, cleverly disguised. Hit TV series to feature 9/11 conspiracy plot, Paul Watson. And Dennis Leary is part of the show Rescue Me, but he doesn't think that it's an inside job, and at a book signing got nasty about it. But Daniel Sunjata is one of the other stars of the show. He, of course, has gone public with the fact that it's an inside job. And Leary got pretty upset and said, "How do you know about that?" And they said, "No, we're just bringing it up to you." And he's like, "It's funny you bring that up. We're doing a whole, you know, series. And next year, that's one of the big things, multi-shows we're doing on it." And then basically had security, even though it was two polite girls, throw them out and grab on their camera. He got very agitated and upset. And I'm predicting, I'm going to get Sunjata on, I'm predicting it's going to be a 9/11 hit piece, 9/11 truth hit piece, because there is a flotilla, a strike force of Mythbusters and Discovery Channel and History Channel and National Geographic Channel and PBS and BBC pieces coming out trying to discredit the 9/11 truth movement because it has hurt them. The fact that government-sponsored terrorism, the fact that that's one of their favorite tools, and the fact that we've introduced that to the public mind, that governments have done this hundreds of times, our government hundreds of times, admittedly, other governments, and the psych warfare chiefs for 7 years have tried to ignore us, but they know they can't. They understand the danger of what they're doing, though. By coming out and introducing it, it becomes like a phenomenon in the society, like the JFK conspiracy and investigations. And they're countering it will only make 9/11 truth that much bigger. And the pieces are always disinformation and shoddy. And so that always basically only intensifies the debate and exposes what they're doing. But they're forced to do it. And they can't help themselves. They think they're still playing the ball game they were in 20 years ago where they controlled the public's mind. And so by coming out and attacking us and by coming out and going after us, people are going to have the idea introduced to their minds that government stage terror as a pretext for control. And then the false flag, self-inflicted wound, government-sponsored terrorism tool is exposed. So it is a beautiful thing to have this going on. It will only backfire on them. I will tell you, though, I have great disquiet in my gut, ladies and gentlemen. I've been telling you the last few years it's only been intensifying. The last time my gut, and of course my gut is going off all the thousands of pieces of data that you can't consciously analyze, that you subconsciously analyze. The best detectives will tell you that. My gut is I am greatly disquieted. I'm normally, in my private life, a pretty focused person who doesn't get shaken up or concerned, but I have never felt disquieting in my spirit, as they say, like I am feeling right now. It takes a lot of will and nerve to be able to admit what the New World Order is. We tend to rationalize and make excuses to really protect our own psyches from reality, because it is just so horrifying. It is more horrifying than the most nightmarish slasher film. It is, you know, reality is so much more powerful, the good, the bad, and the ugly, at every level. I was driving in the car yesterday and heard national news reporting about how a boy in California looked like he was 10 to 12 years old. He was really 17. Escaped with shackles, cigarette burns, blood all over him, soot all over him. Ran into a gym, hid behind the counter shaking, saying, "Help me, don't let them get me." And the newscast said that the police were responding and we were going to find out who did it. And I instinctively knew. I said, that guy was in foster care. When I got home last night, I Googled it, and sure enough, in the news, in the local news, it was that he was in foster care. But in the national news, it wasn't that he was in foster care. Because I've seen it 1,000 times plus. I mean, 9 times out of 10, when you hear about somebody escaping from some subterranean pit, 5-year-olds, 10-year-olds, 20-year-olds, 9 times out of 10, and it's in the news every week in the U.S. alone, they were in, quote, foster care, or the foster care group basically sells the child to pedophiles, and then they never even get in trouble. Remember back in 2003 in Florida, it was the one time this stuff broke into national news. CNN and others reported 3,000-plus children, small children, missing from Florida foster homes. And they were finding them dead, buried, murdered in other states in rituals. And then it turned out that the three directors of the Florida CPS, the top guy, the second guy, the third guy, were all convicted child rapists. Then the replacement they hired was a child rapist. And then the next replacement they hired was a pedophile. And you can go pull those articles up just year after year, because that's who these people are. I'm not saying all social services, but the directors of it. That's why CPS has a 50%+ turnover every year. People go get degrees in this. They really want to help children. There is real abuse going on outside of the system, and they go and they find out it's a horrible crew of people, and they leave. So there's three types. There's the types that want to help that leave. That's 50%+. Just Google social services, children's social services workers, highest turnover in government. Something like that will come up. And then you've got the pedophiles, and then you've got just the criminals, the sociopaths who just want to make the $150,000 a year. Oh, you didn't know that? Salaries, in some cases, on the bounties. The worst ones are the private go-betweens. It's the social service workers that sit between the government and the children and work in the courts that then take the children to the adoption centers and fence them out to parents that have no idea how dirty the adoption system is. And in cases with children that aren't wanted or children that are disabled for medical experiments. I mean, folks, again, the only place it ever broke was in Oregon, California, and New York in the last few years. It broke big there. You see it locally everywhere, but it never becomes a national issue. About, just in the New York Daily News articles, the series on it, thousands of low-income children, predominantly black, having medical experiments done on them. And see, I got all this news I want to get to, and I can't not just get into the subject on air that is actually getting to me. I mean, it's getting to me that they're doing this to children. I empathize. I picture those little black children as my children. I mean, I understand these are crimes so unspeakable. I mean, they chain them down and feed them pesticides till they die. And even the wicked CPS workers who are in this culture, we know about that in New York and Oregon and in California because they couldn't handle it and blew the whistle. And then they got fired. They got in trouble. Oh, God help us. I mean, I focus, and I'm not whining. I'm just explaining why I get so angry and so upset because, I mean, I really think about it. So what, we're going to have martial law? So what, we're going to have trips on the streets? So what, they're going to take our guns? I mean, it's horrible, it's bad, but it's nothing compared to all the children, over a million a year, taken from their parents, most of them for no reason, and abused. Government's five times more likely to abuse the children or kill them. And I think, you know, what do we expect? Of course we're going to have martial law. The AP is now reporting, and Bloomberg are reporting, it's $8.4 trillion. See, last Friday it was $7.8 trillion. It's now $8.4 trillion. Stolen by the banks, offshore banks, because that bill was written. It said we can take over and take everything and bankrupt you, and no one can stop us, and no one can review us, and we're given basically a congressional pardon. I mean, of course, if you've got 50 million aborted babies since 1974 and growing, a couple million a year, of course you've got infanticide going on with old people, with babies and the euthanasia with old people, all the nursing home abuse, the kids don't care about their parents, they're letting them rot. We're all selfish, demonic creatures, myself included. And I just repent, God. And you're saying, well, Alex, you haven't been involved in any of that stuff. No, but I didn't do enough to fight it, and I do all sorts of other things in my life that aren't good. And my point is, we're all decadent. You know, my main problem is eating too much. My main problem is, you know, I'll go a month without drinking, and then I'll go a month of drinking. Because frankly, and it's not good, it's not healthy, but frankly, I can go drink a quarter bottle of tequila, and I won't worry about this stuff for an hour or two. I mean, I just want to get real with everybody here, man. This is freaking me out. I want it to stop. And let me tell you who I blame most. It's all the middle class, know-it-all, arrogant, dressed-up, fancy pants, glitter bug, fake preachers and fake yuppies and the people in this country that think they're part of the elite and who are all arrogant and self-centered, who let all this evil take place and go on all around us. It shouldn't just be up to Alex Jones and my ragtag listeners to try to stop this. We need mainline America to have a revelation of understanding, like Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus, and you need to get knocked off your horse and knocked off your high horse and stand up for humanity.
Toxic heavy metals negatively impact our health. They're in the air we breathe, the water we drink, the food we eat, the products we use, and the objects we touch. Exposure is impossible to avoid. Heavy metals build up within the body over a period of time, causing poor health. However, with Kelarex, they can be mobilized and excreted in a safe and effective manner. Kelarex was developed based on Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Kelarex does not contain EDTA and is made from all-natural ingredients, enhancing the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and preventing their reabsorption. Kelarex contains antioxidants to protect the liver, kidneys, central nervous system, and immune functions, and effectively mobilizes mercury and 15 other heavy metals, including aluminum, arsenic, lead, and more. Find out what Kelarex can do for you by calling 1-800-675-4568 or visit us online at chelorex.com. That's Kelarex.com today.
The holidays are right around the corner. The crowds, the countless hours in traffic, finding a parking spot just to buy a gift you're worried they might not like anyway. How about surprising your loved ones with a gift they can use every day of the year? Give the gift of safety with security products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web for your spouse, your children, your coworkers, and more. When you purchase the perfect gift from PepperSpray.com, you'll receive 10% off just by using the coupon code GCN. What better way to say Merry Christmas than giving the priceless gift of safety and security from PepperSpray.com? Shop now at PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. PepperSpray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official Fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
The headlines are clear.
The worldwide economic collapse is here.
The military is being positioned for martial law.
The mark of the beast is at hand.
Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system.
Having a long-term food solution is your only hope.
To stay free.
Now, Survivalist Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds.
For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance.
That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds.
For a penny per seed.
15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years.
Big John Lipska, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis.
Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free.
Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
That's SurvivalistSeeds.com.
A long-term food solution.
New coalition drawing up nationwide broadband access strategy, Washington Post today. You know what that is? You actually go read the recommendations. It's Internet 2, where they put out super high-quality broadband on a completely new Internet backbone. Taxpayers pay for it. And then they put filters on it and controls on it. And you have to have a sub-agreement with them to be able to have a website on it. Through corporations and institutions. It's a select group that are allowed in. It's like the FCC only gives select groups an FCC license. And then, just like they're doing in Europe, they block out Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And then separately, on YouTube, they've been knocking people out of the top rankings, cheating them on the numbers like Nuff Respect. in the last 2 days since they were restricting and curtailing his YouTube channel, people got really upset, so they restored some of his rankings. And they did this with us. You know, we'd be number one on Google Video, be on the main page of Google. So they just took the video link off the main page and stopped showing the hit counters because we could prove when they were public, you know, we'd have 10 million views on a video and it would suddenly have 5,000 views. And they just reset it to knock us out of the top 100 because that's where the mass of people were going to pick what they wanted to watch. Oh, let me click on the top 100. Oh, there's Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Oh, there's Loose Change, Final Cut. Oh, there's America, Freedom to Fascism by Aaron Russo. Boom, knocked them all out, had a big effect, restricting people finding it. It's the equivalent of just taking a TV channel off the air. And by the way, a side issue, I keep meaning to mention this, I know it won't do any good because everybody on the Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com comment pages won't hear this, and most of them wouldn't care anyways. People keep going on there going, I'm being censored, I can't post, but their post will say that. Hey, I can't post at my house on Infowars or Prison Planet. And I've got IT people, and it's the WordPress program we've got, and we've hired specialists, and with this type of volume, and when we have a CDN that runs the site, because a regular server can't take it, it causes problems. And so I can't post on Infowars and Prison Planet at my house. I can at my office on this computer. I don't know what it is. I'm not censoring myself. I've got 15 employees, folks. I have one guy who about 1 hour a day goes in, and there are some settings where if somebody posts spam, you know, the same mortgage ad or Viagra ad or get-rich-quick scheme ad in the comments, there's a setting in there where then if somebody posts, say, 20 of the exact same thing in a minute, it blocks them. So there is some spam filters. And then I'm told that's what's screwing it up to where I can't post on there. So, again, that is not censorship, ladies and gentlemen. That is the technology. But we do have things in there like KIL double hockey stick Obama. Because we have the Secret Service come to my office twice, and I'm sick of them coming over here. So you better believe that I don't have the personnel to even keep track of it, but kill McCain, kill Obama, all of these things are banned on my message board because this is the real world. We also went and looked at the IP addresses. We had the same person would post, I'm going to come to Austin and blah, blah, Obama when he's in town. And then it would be the same IP address under another name saying, look at this, it's horrible. And then that person would call it in to the Secret Service. So, but that's how COINTELPRO works. Then we try to defend ourselves from it, and then we're bad. But there's very little of that, and it's all just settings in there. You know, people love going into every page and posting N-word, 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 kill N-word. So we banned that. But then that screws it up for everybody because then it has to process the comments to see if it's kill the president, kill the N-words. There's not many things we've banned in there. But I have to do that. I mean, I try to provide a message board for people. I try to provide that, and then the COINTELPRO goes in there, and lunatics go in there. It's not just government. And they do this to try to shut us down. So getting back to censorship, what is censorship is for YouTube to advertise that, oh, this is your page, and as long as you don't violate these rules, you can do it. And then NetRespect and other directors make these elegant, intelligent, thought-provoking, original videos that are so skillful, you know, I couldn't do it with my people. And then they go and erase their videos or shut them down or knock them off the front page or ban them. That is censorship, ladies and gentlemen. Censorship would be if the government came and shut down my site. That's that's coming and shutting down your venue, your page. That is censorship. What MySpace does is censorship, censoring our bulletins. Most of the time, they won't let them go out. We'll be right back. Stay with me.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Imagine feeling totally helpless. Imagine thinking and hearing clearly, but unable to move as the ground rises to meet you. Imagine the pain of 1,000 needles as your body is invaded, locked, and hammered by 50,000 volts of the latest in taser technology. If this sounds scary, imagine how it would feel for anyone attempting to victimize a friend, loved one, or even yourself. FortressTactical.com offers you the same technology trusted by police departments from around the world. Specializing in less lethal defense, Fortress Tactical carries only the best in U.S.-built protection equipment, like the new Taser C2, which includes a holster, two extra cartridges, and free shipping all for one low price. Visit FortressTactical.com. That's FortressTactical.com. With Christmas just around the corner, give the gift of protection this year by visiting FortressTactical.com. Prohibited in certain states and counties. See website for details.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying.
We're back live. We're going to be going to Jesse Trinity with big developments in the Oklahoma City bombing case on multiple fronts. He's an accomplished lawyer and very successful in court, opening up investigations of the tortured murder of his brother. A lot of key information coming out. And due to that, CNN's reporting the Justice Department is reexamining its investigation of the 95 death of a federal prisoner that the victim's family alleges was murdered at the hands of the government. And this ties into everything we're seeing with government-sponsored terror today all around us. I wanted to hit some of the other headlines before we do that. That's important here. Study shows more teens are stealing and lying. And you read these numbers that the majority of 29,000 teens around the country who were questioned, I'm going to get more into this tomorrow, admitted they cheat, they steal. It just goes on and on. A huge percentage admitted to stealing from stores. And they've been doing this study for decades. It's just total collapse of society. And the teenagers say, well, everybody's a criminal in government. Everybody steals. Everybody cheats. Everybody's doing it. And see, that's why Mexico has collapsed. That's why Guatemala's collapsed. That's why so many African countries have collapsed. Why so many Asian countries are horrible. Because commerce ends. Good societies end. Corruption destroys a way of life. The United States was never perfect. and it did a few cultural things that were wrong in a focused manner. But within the white Anglo-Saxon culture itself, there was a pact to not engage in corruption with each other, because that would screw up commerce in the society. And then you had the underlying Christian Protestant, and the government documents admits all this in the 60s, saying that it was being eradicated by design. I mean, whether you're Christian or not, the point is the Protestant work ethic. I mean, it's not just that being moral is the right thing to do. It's what builds success, ladies and gentlemen, to not cheat, to not steal, to let your word be your bond. People then want to work with you. Then people of quality and substance watch you, and then they want to deal with you. And the public just doesn't understand this. So it's just a pack of spoiled, rotten criminals running around, and they will make up the new million-person youth brigade. Iraq told keep U.S. troops in the country or face martial law. That's in the mainstream news. Raw Story put together a compilation of the mainstream reports. They were just told, look, if the Iraqi government tries to throw the U.S. out, martial law will be declared against the legitimate government. See, just like Congress 6 weeks ago was told, martial law will be declared if you don't let us stay. If you don't let us have the banker bailout. If you don't let us have unlimited power. And now, AP is reporting today, $8.4 trillion. It was $7.8 trillion last week. $8.4 trillion stolen by the foreign offshore banks right now. Same thing there. Canadian government poised to fall after less than 2 months. Soldiers choose war over bleak economy. That's making actual enlistment go up for the first time in many years. Jeb Bush is considering a Senate run. That's just some of the news I have in front of me. Also, there's a big CNN report and several others about the new Capitol Tour building built for $621 million underground right beside the Capitol in D.C. And it actually says in here that it teaches the people that everything comes from the federal government and that the federal government and federalism is basically God. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. And there's all these weird occultic goddesses in there and nothing about the founding fathers or basically Christianity. So, we'll cover that in the days to come. I want to go ahead and go to Jesse Trinity. I appreciate him joining us. Jesse, recap for everybody what happened to your brother, who you are, the court cases, the incredible bombshells that you've been able to bring out with Larry Nichols about McVeigh being a government operative, which we knew but now confirmed, government documents about the Southern Poverty Law Center running the white supremacist compound, and then the latest information.
Well, first of all, Mr. Jones, I'd like to thank you for having me back on and remind your audience that you were the first person to break this story nationally back in 2005. Basically, my brother was picked up in Southern California, transferred to Oklahoma, and killed 2 days later. He was tortured and murdered while in federal custody. We had a parole violation. Years ago, he'd been a bank robber. He'd been caught. He pled guilty, did his time. He was out 8 or 9 years, married, working, got in a dispute with his probation officer about drinking beer, and they picked him up. We couldn't understand why they sent him to Oklahoma. After his death, and shortly before Tim McVeigh was executed, I received a message from McVeigh saying that when I saw your brother's picture and heard what happened to him, I wanted you to know that he was killed by the FBI because they thought he was Richard Lee Guthrie. And Guthrie was one of a dozen people who helped McVeigh carry out the bombing of the Murrow Building. And so I started to pursue that angle about why I never knew why my brother was sent to Oklahoma and why he had been tortured and killed. And so I was leaked 2 teletypes from FBI Director Louis Free, who was the director under the Clinton administrations, talking about this sting operation being run out of a white supremacist compound in Elohim City, Oklahoma. It was a paramilitary training complex. It was a joint operation, according to these documents, between the FBI and the Southern Poverty Law Center. And the plan was to lure in the neo-Nazi militia types to this training center under the pretense of teaching them how to make war against the federal government. As it turned out, the FBI had at least 4 or 5 informants in that center. who were robbing banks in armored cars with McVeigh to get the money to bank the bomb, and one of their informants was actually the explosive instructor. So I sued to get these documents. The FBI came back and said there are no such documents, and I filed two in court, the two that had been leaked to me. I knew they'd come back and say that they were fake, and I had an affidavit ready from a retired FBI agent who said they were legitimate. The federal judge goes ballistic. He orders the FBI to go back and do a manual search.
By the way, let me stop you. These good FBI agents are risking their lives to bring this out. Go ahead.
There are people who have gone to great lengths to expose themselves to harm to do that. So they come back with 155 documents, they tell the judge, 155 pages. And they say, please don't make us turn these over because we have promised four or five people anonymity, these informants, and if their names come out, they're at risk. And the judge said, well, you can black the names out and you turn the documents over. And so what happened is I ended up with 155 documents, and I was immediately contacted by most of the national media who asked for those documents. I gladly gave them to them, and I asked them, are you going to do this story? And they said, no, this is so ugly, we want to be second. And to your credit, Mr. Jones, you were the first person who went national with that story back in 2005. So once I get the documents, I see that the earliest one is dated April 19th, 1995, the day of the bombing. And I go back to the court and I say to the judge, I said, Your Honor, there's no way this sting operation sprang to life 2 hours after the bomb went off. It had to have been in place before. And I had been given then a sealed transcript of a proceedings in federal court in Oklahoma where an alcohol, tobacco, and firearms agent is talking about one of their informants had warned 4 months before the bombing about the attack and then even scouted the target with McVeigh and the bombers. And I then asked the court for permission to take the deposition of Terry Lynn Nichols, who wanted to tell the truth. In fact, he'd written it to Attorney General Ashcroft and said, I will tell you everything if you come and see me. Who was involved, the FBI informants involved, and the fact that one informant apparently provided the detonators for the bomb. Ashcroft not only doesn't go see him, but Ashcroft issues an order that Nichols is to have no contact with the media. And why I'm pursuing this is because my brother was a virtual lookalike for Richard Lee Guthrie. Both my brother, the description for John Doe 2 when my brother was picked up and murdered was white male, dark complected, 5'9", believed to be driving a mid-1980s Chevrolet pickup truck, dragon tattoo left forearm. My brother was 5'9", dark complected, driving a 1986 Chevrolet pickup truck, dragon tattoo left forearm. That was the same description of Richard Lee Guthrie. And not surprisingly, Guthrie also was found supposedly hanging in his cell while in federal custody. I had an eyewitness to my brother's torture and murder. A month before the trial was to start, he was found hanging in his cell in federal custody. Meanwhile, the court issued that order. That was in September of 2007. The FBI came back.
Let's be clear. They're killing your witnesses right now, so this is getting really serious.
They come back. Well, they tried twice to indict me. They come back with a motion to reconsider. We fight that out for a year. Here, last September of 2008, the court denied the motion to reconsider and said those depositions are going to go forward. And then now the FBI has appealed to delay it further. But interestingly, Mr. Jones, not once has the FBI denied the accusations, and the accusations are horrible, that you set up this sting operation. You had at least 4 months prior knowledge of the bombing. You even supplied the materials to carry it out, and you never stopped it. And you killed my brother because you thought he was Richard Lee Guthrie.
They thought he was one of the witnesses they had to kill.
Yes.
Now, what about this other witness to your brother's murder who now got hung in his cell?
All I know is he was a witness to the murder. He described for me the torture. And then a month before we were going to go to trial in Oklahoma, they find him supposedly hanging in his cell. The trial resulted in approximately $1 million verdict for my family against the Department of Justice. We've recently, and if I can say so, we've trying to take care of my brother's wife and son, pay our debts, and we have $250,000 left over, and we put up a reward for the FBI agents who did this. And the website is my brother's initials, Kenneth Michael Trenadue, KMTReward.com. It has all the information. It has the pictures, the conclusive evidence of the torture and the murder. And I might warn your audience that they're pretty horrific. You've seen them.
Now, Mr. Trenadue, you need to say on record, and I want to say on record as well, I will never commit suicide. I love life. If I am hung in a cell, it was murder. Would you like to put that on record as well?
Well, I've said that repeatedly. And one of the things I appreciated what you've done, is I knew the safest, wisest thing I could do is once I got this information, is not keep it to myself. I had to immediately get it out in public so that there would be less incentive for somebody to do any harm to me, which I've been successful in doing. And to get around to your comment at the beginning of the show is the Attorney General, Eric Holder. How does he fit into this? Mr. Holder was Deputy Attorney General under the Clinton Reno Justice Department. Mr. Holder's job was to basically cover up my brother's murder, to stop all inquiry. And I think I provided you with a series of emails back and forth in the Department of Justice talking about Mr. Holder, involving Mr. Holder's role. And they're inflammatory. I mean, they refer to it as the Trenadue mission. They childishly refer to it as Trenadues and Trenadonts. They talk about it as being harder than coordinating the invasion of Normandy. And it sits up there that Holder's job is to stop the Democrats and Republicans from looking into this. And his prime targets are Senators Hatch and Dorgan.
Has this been posted yet?
No one's. It's again, this.
No, see, I'm so busy. You sent this to me like what? A while back. I've been so busy trying to keep track of a million balls in the air. I need to talk to you during the break. We need to get this up right now for our own safety. Aaron, will you come in here, please? I was told about the emails. I believe they tried to get me to read them. I had 50 things going on. And I will make sure that we get these up today.
But the thing you have to ask yourself is why is a Deputy Attorney General of the United States involved in covering up the death of an inmate? And the answer is simple, that they knew that death, if investigated, would lead back to the bombing. It would lead back to the government's knowledge and involvement. And this all preceded the 1996 election, which would have been a disaster for the Clinton White House had this come out.
Where do you see this going? He's very high profile. They're pushing him for attorney general. He was involved in the Waco and Oklahoma City cover-ups. They're talking about the Trenadue mission. This is just so cult. We know they tortured Terrence Yagi, the cop of the year, who saw the BATF and the bombs and the rest of it, the guy that carried all the people out on his back, and then they told him to shut up, and he wouldn't. So the last call was to his partner saying, I'm getting followed by the FBI. And then they pulled him over, got him out of the car, tortured him to death in a field. How many people do they have to kill to cover up their provocateur attack on Oklahoma City?
Well, the sad thing is that they continue to get away with this because the media just does not focus upon it. It's an ugly story, and I admit that. And it's a story that no one wants to think is true about one's country, but it is true.
The media is controlled by the military-industrial complex and the offshore banks. They all full well know at the editor and producer level what's going on. Their job is to suppress the people. Oklahoma City was carried out because there was a huge conservative grassroots movement to get out of the UN, to restore the Second Amendment. Oklahoma had passed a law saying we're not under UN control, and so as you know, the BATF cooked the bomb, did it all. They had it out at Camp Grouper, photos of the Army loading up the truck. McVeigh was sheep-dipped into out of Special Forces into Black Ops. Southern Poverty Law Center was basically handling the Elohim City. Let's go through that, because once you got their copies of the blacked-out documents, you had the other leaked ones, and so you could put the two together. And, of course, they match and get the names, correct?
I got some of the names. So out of the 150 pages, there are many names that are blacked out. But the documents are incredible. I mean, they have an informant reporting that McVeigh's calling Elohim City 2 days before the bombing, asking for more help. The transcript has the agent testifying about the informant had warned him in October of 1994 that the bombing was going to take place and had actually gone to the target with McVeigh and the others to scout the target. Now, I know some of your listeners would say, well, excuse me, why should we believe what Terry Nichols has to say? I can't tell you that what he says is true, but I can tell you these three things that convince me is, first, he has nothing to gain by doing this. He exposes himself and his family to considerable risk. The second reason is, why is the FBI fighting so hard to keep this man silent?
Stay there. We'll get to the third part when we come back. Not to mention, you have the memos released by the FBI, and you have the new documents with them trying to cover it up. I mean, this is open and shut. We'll be right back.
Fuel prices are up and down, biting into everyone's budget. If you're ready to start saving at the pump, Fuel Saver Technologies can help. With a small squeeze of our fuel conditioner in your gas tank, more of each gallon of fuel will combust, improving your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, gas or diesel, we guarantee that your savings will exceed the cost of our product. Our fuel additive reduces the emissions and maintenance costs and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Our 2-ounce consumer squeeze bottle costs only $8 and treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. If you buy a case of 16 or 32 bottles, the price drops to $6 a bottle and we'll ship it to you for free. Call us toll free at 866-768-7811 or look online at FuelSaverINC.com. Start saving on fuel today, 866-768-7811. Online, FuelSaverINC.com. Spend a little and save a lot.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that
we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to tell the truth. You can go back to 2005, the articles, the documents that Mr. Trinidad gave us that we put out. Within days of him coming on the show, they put a gag order on the documents so that the public couldn't see them, the media couldn't. Now they're public. We have the emails. We're going to have an article by Paul Watson this evening on the basic facts here. This is not fun, you see. This is not fun going up against people who will kill cops, who will torture people to death, who will do anything. Now, we have these memos because an FBI agent leaked them. I've talked to other police officers that work the case. as well. And this is not being denied by the FBI, the Southern Poverty Law Center. Jesse Trinity, the lawyer fighting this and winning in court, $1 million-plus settlement for your brother's murder, tortured murder. You say they've tried to indict you twice. Talk about some of the recriminations you've gone through, and that's more evidence of this.
Well, they've made two attempts to indict me by having operatives, FBI operatives, swear that I had bribed witnesses, which was a lie. They'd harassed my mother and father have died during this last 13 years. They would send agents up and down the streets where my parents lived, going door to door, asking neighbors for any kind of smut on my family. Did we have AIDS? Were alcoholics or drug addicts? They've just made my lives hell for 13 years. But as the comment about the Southern Poverty Law Center, the documents reference the Southern Poverty Law Center's being involved in the operation. They have contacted me and denied it, but and I don't know what's true or not. All I know is the doctor involved, and these are FBI doctors.
Well, I remember in the press, though, they were saying, well, we're involved monitoring extremists, but we're not involved in any of this or that. What do the documents show them involved? I mean, to what level?
Having informants in the Elohim City.
At the highest levels, in command structure.
I don't know what levels they were because the names are blacked out, but they are obviously reporting. At least they know what's going on. The informants know the bombing.
But from interviewing Colonel Craig Roberts and others who were police who worked the case, they were saying that, Strassmeyer and others, by being able to compare the documents, I mean, he was certainly one of the top guys there.
Oh, he was. Yes, there's no doubt about that. He was the explosive instructor. But on my third point I didn't get to make before the break was why I believe Nichols. And I said the first two points were he had nothing to gain. The second one was, why are they fighting so hard to shut him up if he doesn't have anything to say worth listening to? And the third point being is I showed some of this evidence to a United States federal judge who looked at it and says, you go take that deposition. Now, it's not me making this up. These come from these are records from the FBI, contemporaneous records around the time, shortly after the bombing. Nichols has, I spent a day and a half with him, and he's prepared to, he says, tell the truth. I think one of the reasons he wants to do that is he's come to realize what he has done and is repentant. He has, in fact, reached out and asked for forgiveness, I understand, from some of the victims' families they have. And I guess he's promised them that he will do this, that no matter what, he's going to come forward and tell what he knows.
And, of course, what he's saying is that McVeigh told him what we had already known from other sources, that he was a black ops operator.
That's what Terry Nichols says.
Let's go through exactly what Nichols said to you in that time you spent with him and how you were able to get in the seam despite the fact they were trying to block you. But just in the minute we've got left in this hour, when we come back, how did you keep them from setting you up? Because it's well known the feds can march up 100 informants who've never even seen you or met you to say anything about you, and the cherry-picked federal juries will send you away forever. So how did you stop them?
I don't know. I think I was just lucky. What I did was I was very careful. Anytime I received a statement from a witness, I wrote them back and said, Lee, look, this is what you told me. If there's anything incorrect...
Hold on, stay there. Let's talk about it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.